But the story I have to share with you, you know, I have a lot of favorite experiences. So you're going to hear me say a lot. This was one of my favorite experiences. But this was one of my favorite experiences. When I was writing this down, the Holy Spirit actually put me in a vision. And it was one of the most beautiful, most helpful visions that I ever had. What happened was the Holy Spirit kind of picked me up and put me on the cross. So I was hanging there with what I call Jesus's bird's eye view of the crucifixion. And in fact, from up on the cross, what I was able to see was these soldiers casting lots for my clothes. I saw a few people that seemed very sad and heartbroken to see me hanging on the cross. I saw a few people that seemed very angry at me, swearing at me, throwing rocks at me, you know, really projecting onto me. There was also a road not too far off in the distance going by, and there were a lot of people on the road with carts or carrying things, just kind of walking by, not even looking at the crosses, just pretending that it wasn't even there. So that is what I saw with the body's eyes as I was hanging on the cross. But what was absolutely amazing about this experience, and I can't fully put it into words, so I will only do my best, but what was absolutely amazing about this experience was that I was completely full of knowledge, that nothing that I was looking at was real. There was not an iota of belief in the scene that I saw. I saw everything, but I didn't believe any of it. And the only feelings that were within me, I would say the strongest feeling is what we would call gratitude. There was an intense, intense gratitude that the truth was true. And that gratitude could also be expressed as love, but you can't really separate the gratitude and the love. It was all one emotion. It was this gratitude, love, joy, all wrapped up into what I would still call gratitude. Gratitude seemed to be the overwhelming feeling. A complete gratitude that the truth was true and that nothing that I was seeing was real. And it was such joy. It was so funny that hanging on the cross was the most wonderful experience I ever had. I really remember that that incredible, incredible vision. And what I imagine about that is that that must be what it's like when the mind is fully, fully, fully healed, when there is nothing left. And that must be what it's like literally just before whatever way you float out of this world into a truly awakened state. That must be what that last glimpse of this world does look like. Because it was so unreal that it would be extremely difficult to continue to live in the world at that point. There was no interest in the world. Like I said, the body's eyes still saw everything, but the entire experience had nothing to do with what the body's eyes saw. You could say that the experience was a complete disconnect from what was being seen. The two were completely separate. So it was an amazing experience, and that's what I wanted to share with y'all, because this is the point in the writing where I felt that. And I'm noticing, a few comments. I think some have just scrolled out of view, but oh yes, people are saying, yes, good vision. thank you, Regina. The cross is an odd place to feel that kind of peace. Absolutely, which is what made it such a powerful vision. Interesting paradox for the ego mind to deal with. Absolutely. Absolutely. Sharon is saying, the choice for peace has nothing to do with what is happening in the external world. Thank you. Yeah, in fact, to a point, it's so funny because it's really hard to put the experience in words, but to a point, even though I still seem to see an external world, it literally no longer existed for me. Both were true at the same time. So there's a paradox for you. My eyes still saw it, but it no longer existed for me. And I think I've also shared with you all that I had a similar experience in what we would call, quote, real life. In other words, it was not a vision. I had a similar experience with my daughter one time. I think I shared that with you all when, for some reason, she suddenly became angry at me and she was kicking me. But it was the same type of experience. I was aware that it was going on, but I was in no way a part of the experience. It was like in my mind, I was in a completely different place. I was in that place of complete right-mindedness where I was totally aware of love and gratitude, and the experience with my daughter seemed to be like way over in the periphery somewhere, and somehow I wasn't even experiencing it at the same time. That was very similar to this vision. And it's funny because the experience with my daughter, the way that finally ended, even though it seems like she must have sat there kicking me for 5 minutes or so, it's hard to say, but she finally just got up and walked around the table and started hugging me. So, you know, the love, you know, the non-reaction somehow worked in that situation. I never was aware of what was really going on because I wasn't there enough to be aware of what was going on. So I'm not sure what the upset was about or anything like that. It was, in a way, it was like I wasn't there. But the experience with Jesus on the cross was the same. So, you know, I love those experiences. They, you know, they're like gifts. What else can I say?